This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. Welcome back this week for another episode of Between the Keys. I've put some music together that addresses matters of reflecting and reimagining. Several years back, my pianist friend and colleague, Anthony DeMar, asked a group of composers to reimagine the songs of the great musical theater composer Stephen Sondheim in the form of original piano pieces. One of my favorite pieces from this project was composed by Mary Ellen Childs. It's based on a song from the musical A Little Night Music that is called Now, Later, Soon. Mary Ellen Childs simply titles her piece Now, and we will hear Anthony DeMar perform it for you now. That was a work that is simply called Now. inspired by Stephen Sondheim and composed by Mary Ellen Childs, performed by pianist Anthony DeMar. When I was in London in 2014, I attended a debut recital at Wigmore Hall featuring a highly talented young pianist named Jenna Sung. On the program was a world premiere by the American-born and London-based composer Stephen Montague. This piece was composed in memory of the tragic sinking of the Korean passenger ferry MV Seoul, and the title of the piece in Korean is Nunmul, which means tear. I was really moved by this piece, and I would like to share it with you now. pianist Jenna Sung in the live world premiere recording from Wigmore Hall in London of a piece called Tear, composed by Stephen Montagu. The pianist Shahan Azrumi recorded a CD containing the complete piano music of Komitas, who collected and published hundreds of Armenian folk songs in helping to preserve the culture of Western Armenia that otherwise would have completely disappeared in the Armenian genocide of 1915. Here is a piano version of some children's pieces, pianist Shahan Azrumi. music of Komitas, Children's Songs Series 2, from a CD by pianist Shahan Azruni that contains the complete piano works of the pioneering Armenian composer and musicologist Komitas. When it comes to reflections of childhood, probably the best-known piano work on that topic is Schumann's Kinderszenen, 13 short piano pieces. We often hear the seventh piece, Traumerei, played out of context as an encore, but the entire cycle represents Schumann at his most lyrical and poetic, and that goes also for the pianist on this recording of Kinderszenen, the late Ivan Moravets.
Thank you.
pianist Ivan Moravets in Robert Schumann's Kinderszenen, Scenes from Childhood, Opus 15. This is Jed Disler, and you are listening to Between the Keys. This is an episode all about reflection and reimagining. Here's something completely different by an American composer and pianist, Chris Becker, whose piano works interweave the language of popular music and classical forms. This is a composition that I'm really, really fond of. It's simply called Elegy, and it's performed by the pianist Ian Gindis.
Thank you.
pianist Ian Gindis playing a work by Chris Becker that's entitled Elegy. That comes from a marvelous CD release on the Centaur label called American Visions. For the final work on this episode, I want to draw your attention to a highly talented composer and pianist named Karen Wallman. A few years ago, she wrote this large-scale, multi-movement work that's about an hour long. It's called Reflections on 9/11. Each of its seven movements addresses different aspects of the September 11th tragedy, from the destruction of the Twin Towers to physical and psychological aftermath and spiritual rebirth. However, the main question is whether or not the music stands and communicates on its own without programmatic aid. And I think it really does. It holds my attention completely on musical merits. We're going to hear the fifth section called Reflections. It's a set of variations. It's about 11 minutes long and very eclectic in style. When I first heard this movement, I thought maybe there were too many stylistic elements at loggerheads with each other. Yet now that I've heard the music again a few times, I'm more convinced, and I think I now understand how these different disparate elements hold together. You know, sometimes when you hear a new piece, you may not completely get it the first time, but after a few hearings, it starts to sink in, and that's exactly what happened to me with Karen Wallman's music. Let's hear the movement called Memories by Karen Wallman, the composer at the piano.
Thank you.
Music by Karen Walwin with the composer at the piano. That was a movement from her large-scale, seven-movement, one-hour-long composition called Reflections on 9/11. We have been exploring the topic of reflection and reimagining in many ways throughout this episode and in many musical styles. I have to confess that I put lots of time into picking and choosing and mixing and matching all of this music, but I also appreciate that you are giving over your time to listen and that we are actually sharing our mutual passion for and our curiosity about this music. And I hope that you've come away with something of value over this past hour. I look forward to us being together at this time next week for Between the Keys. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org.